I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Ted Parrish, chartered financial analyst, and Dr. Gene Hensler. So the A-team is back.
Absolutely. I'm back, and you're back, I think, for the first time this year, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, it's good to be back, and Happy New Year to everybody. We appreciate you listening. And my reward has been a market that is what, Teddy? So far this year, it is up. Come on.
No, let's see here, Gene. It's up about...
Not about.
2.95%.
Yes.
The S&P and...
Which means as if you went to cash right now, you'd do better than you would have done all last year. Is that correct, Bill? Thank you, Bill, for your input. Anyhow, we've had some good economic news and some bad economic news. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with... the employment numbers that came out, and everybody was praising it was 200,000 new jobs. That's as bunch of horse crap as you can think about. Mm-hmm. When you take a look at those numbers, and in terms of people who did not work in retail, mm-hmm. okay, who did not work temporarily for FedEx and all the guys, UPS, who didn't work part-time for all the restaurants and hotels that are overbooked during mm-hmm. that time of the year, you got down to about 100,000 new jobs. Mm-hmm. And now what's happened this week, Teddy? Would you tell me about it?
Well, wholesale trading came out this week, and it was a revised gain for October, but it was just a point one increase for November, or for the most recent period.
Jobless claims
were decent. Beige
book. Well, they rose.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but still decent, below 400,000. Are you against the economy growing?
No.
Yeah, he's just like, him and all those conservative talk show hosts. I'm telling you right now.
I just don't want
I
false.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want false.
Could have been negative.
I don't want false euphoria.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
False euphoria.
That's right.
Well, so next month when the employment situation comes out, they're like, we had 100,000 jobs added from FedEx, and it's only temporary. Well, when does temporary become permanent? You know, it's 6 months.
That's right. Are they getting paid? Yes. Thank you.
Oh, retail sales were decent.
Yes.
Slowest pace since May, but still they were up.
People borrowed.
Yeah.
That was also other good news.
Yep.
Good news or bad news? They either borrowed so they can make their sales and so they won't be able to afford it in the future, or they're feeling better about the economy and they're earning more money.
Well, consumer sentiment was up to 74. From 69.9.
Yeah, where should it be?
85.
100 is the number that they pick. Okay, but it's up. No, I'm with you. Listen, I'm going long. I just want to point out to people that be careful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff's not going to last. What do interest rates do?
Well, for the week, they fell. The two-year fell 3 basis points down to 0.23%. The five-year fell 6 basis points. The 10-year fell 9 basis points. Actually, yesterday, which was Wednesday, the 10-year was at its lowest level ever. That's the news line I saw off of MarketWatch. So right now it's at 1.9%, and it hasn't crossed 2% year-to-date. So in 2012, it's been below 2%.
Germany issued a new... 3 month, whatever they would call them, they're not treasuries over there, whatever they call it, stuff like that.
A negative
interest rate.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm not going to buy any German bonds. You got to pay them to.
What was like that?
And make it up on the euro going down.
The carry trade, right?
Make it down the euro going down. Stock market, as you said, is really pretty bullish. Some of those numbers you got to be a little careful because what they are is, we won't call them dead cat bounces, but all the crappy banks, all right, have been roaring ahead. So if you had to be in the Wells Fargo, not the Wells Fargo's, but the Bank of America's and the J.C. Morgan, you know,
J.P. Morgan's
and stuff like that. And
they're talking resolution in Europe, some resolution to fix their debt crisis, and also they're talking a bigger focus on housing this year in the U.S. and maybe a potential a refinancing of America. But even with both of those occurring, how is that going to make it better for the banks that you just mentioned?
It's not
at all.
Yeah,
I mean they still have to deal with what it means for principal, if they refinance America, what is going to happen with the principal? They're going to have to take a haircut. That's and also, right. the bondholders are going to have to take a haircut on the amount that they're getting paid. So,
absolutely.
And there's going to be a violation. There would be a violation of contract law somewhere in there as well.
Out there, if you think if you think banks look cheap, they're not cheap. Stay away from them. We're looking at situations where we're watching what they used to have a rate of return on capital somewhere around 20%. It's going to be going down to 12%. We're looking at guys where they have to hold more capital against assets. We're looking at situations where they're banned from marketplaces that they could have gone before. Mm-hmm. We're looking at institutions who are really going to be stressed, and not just for the next year, for the next couple of years. And so be careful. I'm not seeing these. They're not going to go under. Not going to, but we're looking at both revenue and income for the major banks falling this year,
mm-hmm.
and yet the market price in these things has jumped up tremendously.
You see how much the earnings fell for the financial sector in the fourth quarter?
Fell
30%, and like from October to last week, the estimates for earnings. But what's going to happen is it's going to get a lot of people is that. There's going to be good days for financials, and they're going to be really, really fast-paced good days, like year-to-date, like 12%. And like you said, it's probably a head fake, a really big a Kevin McHale head fake.
Ooh.
If you watch Kevin McHale play basketball, you would know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a good head fake.
Best head fake in the world. Could make a Statue of Liberty jump.
Company news, Ted. Alcoa. Now let me ask. I'm coming at this thing here. Here's Alcoa, who earnings were down, mm-hmm. right? But they were quote down in the less than they figured, and the stock goes up.
Yep.
Tiffany's on the other hand.
Oh.
Tiffany's on the other hand. Since the same store sales were only up 6% rather than 7%, goes down 10%.
Yeah, cute.
You see any rationale in this market, Ted?
Well,
or you think people are wacko?
Well, I think that, you know, Tiffany's, while it wasn't priced to perfection, I think that a lot of people got caught off guard by the high-end retailers seeing a little softness. And, you know, because it's been so good for them the past, eight consecutive quarters. And I think it's premature to just throw Tiffany's out with bad water because the company still going to have good growth.
Yeah,
and it's not expensive relative to how much it's going to grow.
Thank you very much.
But it did hurt.
Teddy, is it time to jump into home builders?
I'd say not. They've had a pretty nice rally. I don't have the numbers, but I'd say no. I think they're
Lennar was up 7.2% Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
we're
just
familiar
fine.
With Lennar. We used to own Lennar, didn't we?
Yep.
We rode that all the way to the top, didn't we?
And all the way
and
down.
All the way down.
Yep.
Okay.
It was a regular house inside.
I mean, they're up 7% because their net income fell 5%. Now, in the short term, you try to figure out make any
it's
sense.
It's all about
this.
The future.
Oh.
The future
yeah.
looks brighter for Lennar
than
Alcoa.
Than it does
and I hope that they're right about Lennar.
I hope the housing market is
back.
I'm calling BS on the housing market.
But
we'll talk to Matt
I got 9 million reasons why it's not the right market for them, and that's called faking homes. Maybe that number's a little high, but.
Which one?
9 million reasons.
Oh, vacant homes.
Vacant and foreclosed homes.
All right. Market up or down? I already know what y'all are going to say.
Up.
I'm going to say sideways. It's going to be flat next
I don't
week.
Have an opinion. How about that?
Go ahead.
Well, it's been a slice of heaven, as always. If you would like to reach us.
You can call us at 770-429-9166. Be happy to talk to you about any of the problems that
you
have.
You will?
Absolutely.
All next week.
Absolutely.
If you call, Dr. Hensler will talk to you.
At what's the number?
770-429-9166. We'll see you later.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.